Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Or to put it in better terms, in this beautiful hadith, one of the virtues of that noble lady has been transmitted and has been related. As you know, we are currently in the what we call Ayyam Fatimiyya. These are the days, if you don't know, in which the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt and those who are fond of that noble family mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the noble lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. The reason for this is that these days fall between two very significant days. According to one tradition and hadith, the demise of that noble lady was martyred on one of those days. And according to another tradition, which happens also to be the stronger tradition, was martyred on the other day. So because of this, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim, they mourned her demise in these days. And today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at one of the traditions in which one of her virtues has been mentioned. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said that poverty and impoverishment will not enter a house in which one of the following names exists. Meaning, if a person, a member of that household who lives in that house, if he or she has one of these names, then that house will never be poor. That house will never be impoverished. Poverty does not enter a house in which the name of Muhammad or Ahmad or Ali or Hassan or Hussein or Ja'far or Talib or Abdullah or Fatima exists. So not only is this a virtue of the Lady Fatima and also these other holy personages in that their very names have the ability to ward off calamities and problems such as poverty, but it is an admonition for us followers of the Ahlul Bayt to adopt not only their we should not only adopt their mannerisms and their actions and follow them in these things. We should also adopt their characteristics, the way they dress, the way they walk, the way they talk, even right down to the names that they gave to their children or their own names. We should also adopt this in our lives as a part of our obedience to them and our love for them and as a way to manifest our adoration for them. And this is also a form of propagation of their school of thought, because obviously one of the things that the first thing that you tell a foreigner or somebody else who you're just meeting is your name, right? So when a person meets another person and he tells them their name, and that person may ask, what kind of name is that, right? This opens the door for conveying the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim to that person, and obviously this is has great rewards as well. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha in the words of Imam Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.